Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Presumptive number one overall pick in tonight's NFL draft listens to Drake. Maybe he'll take my suggestion and go OG. Well, OG boy band, OG, at least my opinion, and pop in some Backstreet Boys. He said he was bebopping. He's bopping. And I don't think he said bebopping. I think he said just bopping. The cool kids just say bopping. They don't go with the bebopping.
Bebopping is cooler.
Stop. That's what old people say.
Coming back.
The 80s and 90s are back, baby. Just like Backstreet. We finally get the answers to our questions tonight on the NFL draft. Round one, it is a show. It's a spectacle, and Detroit is excited. In fact, another fan, this time on Facebook, Gene says the biggest deal in Detroit for a while. It should be interesting. The new Detroit sign got a lot of attention. Anyway, dressed up, ready to welcome Roger Goodell, who is the center of attention. We'll see how loudly the boos rain down. But I kind of feel like Lions fans are happy for the first time in a long time and probably won't have as much to boo about. And the Lions don't pick till much later in the draft. But that's a good thing. Even though Jerry Jones can't really explain it. 24 teams. It means we were the 24th best team in the NFL. Nope, that's not what it means.
There's a very reason why we're 24th out of 32 teams draft that we get to pick a player this time.
I feel like he must be explaining to aliens.
We were the 24th best.
That know nothing at all about the NFL draft. And even then, he sorely misleads them.
Maybe the aliens should lead him.
What do you want your team to do in the NFL draft? And so if you're in the war room, what do you want your team to do? I kind of feel like if that was really the case where our listeners were in the war rooms, there would be far more quarterbacks taken.
32 quarterbacks.
So myopic. How much will you watch? We asked you this question following the WNBA draft. How much did you watch after Caitlin Clark got chosen? I was pleasantly surprised. Well, how much will you watch the first round, second round, third round? It used to be so many more rounds. They've trimmed the fat a bit. But will you watch all the way to Mr. Irrelevant? On Twitter, at Amy After Hours, and then our Facebook page too. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 8185. Oops. They change things. My brain gets confused. Jay's in there laughing at me. Whatever.
You're not saying CBS for the phone number.
All right.
That's good.
That's true. However, you just brought it up again.
Yeah, I said
here
it,
I am trying to forget that those three letters ever existed in that order. And I think I've done miserably on this edition of the show.
Do we
but
have to jumble
you're
them?
Not helping.
Do we have to jumble them when we reference them from now
SCB?
On? Like SCB, BCS.
No, we're not using BCS. Football fans will freak out.
That's true.
We're not it's going taken. Back to the BCS or the SBC or SBC Global. Isn't that a phone company or a...
Maybe.
I feel like I used to have SBC Global Cable. SBC Global. Yeah, yeah,
sounds
yeah.
Legit.
It's a thing. And then CBS is the other way. Or we could just use CB. Like the truckers use the CD, CBs.
I like that.
Don't they? Right? Going back to the olden days.
I don't know what it's called. I know what you're talking about, but
hold
I don't
on.
Know what it's called.
I got to Google it because I feel like CB used to be a thing, not CD. That was also a thing that
a CD, yeah.
Young people don't know about.
Let's you remember see. Using toothpaste to fix your CDs? You ever do that?
No.
Or Windex?
CB radio. Yes, CB radio. It's a thing. It's a little bit like a walkie-talkie, but they're radios. And I just saw this. Professional CB radios, number one choice of truckers.
I want one.
Wait, can we adopt that? After hours with Amy Lawrence, number one choice of truckers. Boom.
Love it.
That's it. So on this Thursday, let's get back to business, shall we? Detroit rolling out the red carpet and Lions coach Dan Campbell. He is all about it. You know he's going to have an emotional reaction. He better be there. We need him to be front and center at the draft because he believes this is huge for the city of Detroit.
This is huge. You know, this is any chance that you get to host something this big, I think is big for any city, and particularly Detroit. You know, this is, I think this is one of those things that has not happened a lot. It rarely comes, if any, and I'm not talking about the draft, just some of these big events, man. It's great for the economy. It's great for everybody involved. And so, I would say, man, we've earned this, you know.
Ooh.
The city of Detroit's earned this.
I like it. Kind of felt like he was half delivering a slight, unintended, but especially Detroit. Can you go back to the part where he says, especially Detroit? It's about 7 seconds in.
Something this big, I think, is big for any city, and particularly Detroit. You know, this.
What does that mean?
they need it, I guess.
It wasn't meant to be an insult. He went on to say and to explain, I suppose, clarify that a lot these types of events don't come around very often. Which I don't know. Didn't the college basketball just play in Detroit a couple of weeks ago? Yeah, I'm thinking that was a site. That was a regional site. Maybe he was focused on his war room and his draft board.
He was out of town.
And he was out of town. Didn't realize it. There are some of you Lions fans, very active, excited, looking forward to your city being a centerpiece on
it's
Thursday.
It's going to be chaotic. Mm. Guys are going to be, their heads going to be spinning.
What's the one about, I know it's going to be at night? That applies here, does it not? That was the kickoff going back to Lions and Chiefs.
Enjoy the sunlight, if you will. I know it's at night, but.
That was the season opener.
How sad is it that I have my Dan Campbell drops memorized? They're cataloged in my brain. I can't remember sometimes who won the Super Bowl 2 years ago, but I can remember Dan Campbell and Mike Tomlin and all their quips.
And that's fine.
I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic. That's my favorite. It's okay to be a lunatic.
I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic.
Find people in life who are your kind of crazy. That is the motto, my friend.
We're going to bite a kneecap on the way up. That was from his opening press conference,
mm-hmm.
right? That was the first we ever heard of him.
It's true. It's really true. He has lived that out. He has changed the culture in Detroit.
And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
See what I mean? Not everything he says, but we'll go with 75% of what he says is notable.
You introduce yourself that way to people. It's amazing.
Well, it's better than the way Adam Gase got introduced in New York. Remember with those crazy eyes?
He didn't even say anything.
Oh my gosh, the memes. He was chasing tacos with his eyes. So funny. I'm sure that's why he didn't last. Now, some guys are able to recover from first impressions. For instance, Nick Sirianni. Do you remember his press conference, his opener in Philadelphia? It was so rambling. It was wide-ranging, and that's putting it nicely. Mm-hmm. It went on and on and on and on and on. It wasn't as notable as what Dan Campbell has to say. Now, he's redeemed himself, I think. He's far more comfortable. Maybe he's nervous.
He sounded pretty confident.
Well, confident, but blah. It just went wah, 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 wah,
oh, Sirianni.
Wah, 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 wah. Yeah, Sirianni.
Right, right.
Oh, who are you talking about?
Oh,
let's get our wires not crossed, uncrossed here.
He was probably nervous, yeah, I would say.
Some of you in Detroit would like the Lions to move up. I think that's a really bad idea. You've earned your 29th pick. Anyway, Dan Campbell's got the opposite idea.
Here's what I'd say is, well, then all you got to do, it's one sleep, and then you get two picks.
Well said. I agree.
That's what I would have told the kids when they were young. You got one sleep.
Christmas nice. Comes tomorrow.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, so look, anything can happen. We're prepared to do whatever we need to do. And look, if our guy's not there, we're sitting there, and our guy's not there, we will move back. So I'm just preparing the fans. Be ready. You never know what's going to happen here.
He says, we'd like to trade out, and then you all get one sleep and two picks. That's fantastic. Costa and Jansen on 97.1 The Ticket. That's Dan Campbell, and he sounds like he is in midseason form. Fired up, ready to go. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We will have your first round analysis. Well, you know, sometimes I enjoy the special guests and Roger Goodell's tomfoolery as much as I enjoy getting the answers to the questions. But I'll be taking notes. I'll be hanging out. I got my popcorn ready, of course. On Twitter, on Facebook, you can keep up with us. We're asking you what you want your team to do. Sorry, Lions fans. That's not happening. You're not moving up. Speaking of up, the Miami Heat, their shooting percentage, it was up. On Wednesday night, they reminded everyone why this will not be a rollover. And maybe the Celtics didn't think it was going to be an easy series. I would hope not. But you know, seems like some analysts, experts, even fans, they never learn about Miami.
Boy, a bucket of meat big here for Miami. Here's Tyler. Bounce pass to Bam. Free throw line jumper. Adebayo, 8 of 11, 90-83, 8 by 7. Bam with the rock. Working on Horford, mid post. Left side. Gets into the bottom of the circle. Jumper got it. I mean, Bam, has he, on his makes, has he got anything but just netters? Right side of the yard. Bam the screen. Gets it to Caleb. He'll fire a three. He makes the three from the left side of the arc. His fifth make in six tries from the land of milk and honey. He has 21. Tyler to drive. Right side up over Porzingis. Kissed him. He has 20. Heat up 107-96. 2:15 remains.
Honestly, I thought we generated the same looks in the first game. Just guys, including myself, weren't taking them. And, you know, the talk amongst the team was to just be aggressive, take the open shots. If they give it to us, you know, don't hesitate, let it go.
For us, we've been doubted a lot through our playoff runs. You know, as people saying, we couldn't do a lot of stuff that we did. So for me and my team, it's like, why lose belief now? Backs against a wall. Everybody always against us. Use it as fuel. You know, a lot of people seem to think we're going to buy into what they say of we can't get it done and make it seep into our locker room. And it's different. Our guys believe that we can win. You know, we get in between those lines. We make it about basketball. We don't make it about schemes. We don't make it about this guy and that guy. We make it about mano-a-mano, getting that cage fight, and let's hoop.
Get in that cage, he said. Let's hoop. I like it. No doubt the Miami Heat have exactly that mentality. Bam Adebayo, 40 minutes, has a double-double, always 21 points, 10 rebounds. Tyler Hero before that. Hey, we had these same looks. We just stab it and knock him down in game two. And then on the Heat radio network, that's Jason Jackson, right, the play-by-play guy. Can you hear the silence? He takes that pause and just lets it ride. The silence after a big shot when it became apparent that the Heat weren't going to collapse in this one. They did definitely shh. And on TV, on TNT, the announcers were commenting about the Celtics fans who were leaving early. As in, what are you doing? Did you not just see the Knicks rally from 5 points down the final 30 seconds? In this one, though, the Heat did not allow the Celtics to get off the mat. Every time the Celts would get within, say, 5-6 points, the Heat would hit another three. 23 of 43 from beyond the arc. That's a pretty nice clip. There is no Jimmy Butler this series, but his spirit remains. These guys, they scrap in the cage, so to speak. They really do. The identity is the same. It's the same formula. It starts with Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra. It continues through Bam and Tyler Hero. And yeah, would they love to lure in another superstar? They wanted Damian Lillard. That might make the road a little easier. This is who the Heat are right now. And they're okay with it. And I kind of like that. They don't try to be something they're not. They knew who they are. They don't ever take the easy road. They do nothing the easy way. But this is how they get to not just integrate, initiate the young guys into their culture, but it's also how they prep for moments like this. The leadership is clear. And yeah, Eric Spoelstra, he did a little talking after game number one.
When you have, you know, some younger players, you know, you just have to constantly remind them that one game is one game. Just like this win, it's just one win. Series are potentially long and they're tough. And you have to stay emotionally and mentally, you know, stable, you know, throughout all of it. You just have to focus on competing at a high level together, doing things that lead to winning, you know, keeping your emotions in check, which all of it's easier said than done. But it was a very good response just from the connectivity, the efforts, all of that. And then, you know, we also made some shots.
To think you're going to go through a playoff series, however long it lasts, and have, I mean, I you know, it's unfortunate that losing a game is adversity. I would say it's just the nature of the playoffs is adverse itself. So to think that you're, you know, you're not going to have ups and downs throughout a run, you know, you're not being realistic. So you just have to go back and look at what we did well and where we didn't, and then, you know, figure out the areas that we can improve upon, you know.
Joe Mazzulla reminding us they weren't going to go 16-0. Not even the Denver Nuggets did that last year. 12 of 32 from beyond the arc for the Celtics. Remember, they were the ones shooting the lights out from deep in the opener. Let's hope that's not the entire series. I do like how aggressive the Heat are. I mean, Tyler Hero had 14 assists in addition to having the 24 points. Caleb Martin hit some huge shots. Coming off the bench, they had Highsmith. Wright, who also hit some huge shots as I was watching late. For Jaylen Brown, 33 points, 8 rebounds. It's the physical nature of the series that the Heat, they do this so well.
They're physical. You know, they make it tough and stuff like that. They want to push catches out, you know, especially if the whistle is in their favor. They, you know, they thrive themselves on trying to make everything tough. So we just got to fight for our space, and we got to be just as physical and look forward to it. Own our space. Catch the ball with physicality. Don't look for the ref to make a call and embrace it. You know, I think that it's a mindset. It's a lifestyle. You got to just embrace it. And I don't think we did. I think they embraced it a little bit more than we did tonight.
It wasn't going to be a sweep. Not against Miami. Was it the fourth time in 5 years they've matched up in the postseason? A lot of familiarity there. And familiarity breeds contempt. But I don't want it to be as simple as, oh, they made their shots tonight and we made our shots in the first game. It can't be like that. Too much reliance on the three. We know that's a thing in the NBA and in college basketball too. But the Heat aren't one-dimensional. And sure, it helps when you hit your shots. Absolutely, it does. They went from being down in the first half to up by 12 in the second. But I also like that they're aggressive and they defend. It's funny because defense in the NBA is more of a punchline during the regular season, but it comes to play in the second or in the postseason, the second season, if you will. So the top seed loses its home court. I don't know how much that matters. For the top seed in the West, up 2-0, also shot the lights out nearly 60% for OKC last night. Now, shifting our attention to hockey for this reason, I was listening to Bruins and Maple Leafs on the radio. I had finished up the basketball game, Celtics Heat, and needed to do something in the other part of the house. So I put Maple Leafs radio on, wondering if they were going to come up with a late goal to be able to tie the Bruins, potentially send it into sudden death. And I heard something from Joe Bowen on Maple Leafs radio that I had to rewind just to make sure I heard it the right way. You'll hear it for yourself coming up next. I'm kind of stunned. I don't think I've ever heard a play-by-play announcer rip into the fans quite like he did. Also, side note, the Bruins prevailed. So maybe he has a point. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Good morning to you. It's Thursday. It's draft day. Like the movie.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
Doors take us to summers away. Or winter adventures. And afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit Fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Here on Infinity Sports Network.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Back of the net. Samsonov's lost his stick. Marchand shoots. He scores! Only Cam Neely has scored more playoff goals than that guy. He makes it 3-2 Bruins. Near side, Marchand ties up Bertuzzi. Here's Pastrnak. He shoots it off the side of the net. Marchand shoots. He scores into the empty net. Oh, the Bruins had a couple of chances, but the captain able to scoop it up. He buries it. His second of the third period. And the Bruins up 4-2 here in Game 3.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Judd Surratt on Bruins Radio is Brad Marchand with the pair of goals, including the empty netter, puts that Game 3 out of reach in Toronto. So the Bruins get their home ice advantage back. Although I'm not sure it matters as much in hockey, and I'm definitely not sure it matters as much in a rivalry as steeped as this one. So the Bruins get the win. And of course, Judd is fired up. On Maple Leafs radio, it's a different story. Now, this is late in the game. After the Bruins have already taken a 3-2 lead, I'm listening because I'm in a different part of the house, and I want to hear what the Maple Leafs' perspective is after they had that late rally in Game 2. They get a couple of shots that are close or go off the post. There's a rise and a spike in the excitement for Joe Bowen, who is the play-by-play voice on Maple Leafs radio. And then there's a power play late, but it kind of fizzles down the stretch, right? This is even before the Bruins get the power play goal. I'm sorry, the empty net goal. And I almost can't believe my ears when Joe takes aim at the fans there inside the arena.
I'm sorry, but if you came to the game tonight and with a face-off with the goalie out and you weren't on your feet in this building, that's an embarrassment. And that, I just cannot believe that that's what went on here. I just, No wonder they don't win on home ice, because there is no home ice advantage. I'm really upset by that, Jimmy. I'm sorry. But that's just embarrassing.
Well, I mean, I know what you're saying. I don't
that's
know.
That's the Toronto audience, right?
Yeah,
that's...
but I still don't know if we can pin it on the crowd.
No. I understand that. Yeah. I understand that. And that's fair.
But you're right. Here's a moment where you can...
really be an impactful group.
I was sufficiently stunned when I heard it. And there's so many layers to this. Number one, he's fired up. He sort of apologizes, but he does not walk it back. The part that really got me, that made me decide, oh, we've got to find that to use on the show, is when he says, you want to know why they don't win on home ice, or this is why they don't win on home ice, why they don't have a home ice advantage. Now, I went and I checked their home record because I did not know it off the top of my head. They were 22-15-4 this season at home. They had more wins and a better road record than they did at home. But also, he talks about this is what the fans do, as in this is a pattern. And poor Jim Ralph, he's so uncomfortable. You can hear him. I mean, I know, but I don't think we should blame it on the fans.
I know what you're saying.
I just want to hear it one more time, because seriously, this caught me off guard.
I'm sorry, but if you came to the game tonight and with a face-off with the goalie out and you weren't on your feet in this building, that's an embarrassment. And that, I just cannot believe that that's what went on here. I just, no wonder they don't win on home ice, because there is no home ice advantage.
No wonder they don't win on home ice, because there is no home ice advantage. Ouch. We did have a few Toronto fans call earlier and actually validate what Joe Bowen is saying. So I haven't heard anyone give pushback, but that's embarrassing. It's no longer a secret. One guy said he goes to games on a pretty regular basis, said he's an older fan in his mid-70s, and he'll stand up and he'll give the refs, the officials, an earful. And he said people will yell at him, "Can you sit down? I can't see." No, that should never happen in an arena or at a ballpark,
it's a
stadium.
Atmosphere.
I hate that. As much as I'm sorry if you can't see, if we're outdoors or we're in an arena where I'm supposed to be making noise, if I paid money to watch a game and I want to stand up, I will.
You're allowed to react to the game. You're watching the game.
Mm. It's unfortunate if that's really a pattern, which, again, we've heard from some Leafs fans who say it is. And you can't make a direct tie to your team winning at home. However, if you do generate noise and energy and electricity, it can often lift your team. I don't know if it's like war, that the baseball stat, where it's worth, I don't know, 3 wins above having a tepid arena atmosphere. But you never know. Might try it sometime. It could work. Now, one caller said the issue is that the tickets are so expensive that the rabid fans, now, I mean, you can't say all rabid fans are unable to afford the tickets, but the people who would go and would make noise, who are maybe not from the corporate crowd or the business crowd, that they can't afford to get in the arena. So it sounds like a catch-22. You want to make money on your tickets, but you also want your fans to be obnoxious. Maybe the obnoxious fans can't afford the tickets, or you've priced them out. But still, poor Joe. You want to know why they can't win at home? This is why they can't win at home. Don't.
I'm trying to find the average ticket cost for you know, game 3 for in Toronto. I can't find it. I see the most expensive ticket, but that's not what I'm looking for.
Do you think that gets back to the locker room?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
I think they're aware. Because I've heard this narrative about Toronto and about their fan bases for kind of a while now, too.
But that almost seems like a shot at the team. This is why they can't win at home. I know he's referring to the fans, but ouch.
Oh, yeah, no. For your broadcaster to say it directly to who he's speaking to, the fan base, I mean, that's he just mm-hmm. really is fed up, I suppose. That's I don't
tough.
Think that's a great look. But.
No, especially not when you're into a series here where you have taken a game.
His idea is he's going to spark them to be loud next game. Hey, I'm going to call you out.
Oh, no. I don't think that was planned.
Yeah, I don't think
there was
either,
an ulterior motive. I just think he was pissed.
Yeah, I do agree with you.
And but he's a longtime fan. I don't know exactly how many years he's been there, but it's been a long time. So he's fed up. Plus, he was irritated and he was annoyed. And
they were losing.
Well, and right, they'd had a couple of really good looks and just couldn't get that next goal, the tying goal.
I mean, I'm just also thinking of just Madison Square Garden and the Rangers for another example in hockey. And I know just from looking that those ticket prices for games 1 and 2, the cheapest ticket to get into the door to sit nosebleeds upper deck was $390, like $400. I mean, that's an expensive ticket. That's not a cheap ticket. And that's the cheapest price. Mm-hmm. And that stadium is rocking and louder than any stadium.
I was going to say, MSG is loud.
So
as much as the tickets are expensive, that's more of a supply and demand thing. Do you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
A corporate crowd. But they make a lot of noise.
That's what I'm saying. So how come the Garden can make so much noise, but the corporate crowd in Toronto is silent? I don't know.
Yeah. Like I said, I stumbled on it organically, and I was a little bit stunned, so I wanted Jay to pull it. And actually, Marco Belletti found it for us. We had all hands on deck trying to find it.
No wonder they don't win on home ice, because there is the home ice advantage.
Gosh, just putting it out there.
It's rough.
Wow. All right, coming up, a little more to get you prepped, primed, prepped, primed, and percolating. Like your coffee for the NFL draft.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
With the first pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Carolina Panthers select Bryce Young, quarterback, Alabama.
It's still crazy. It's a blessing. I'm super grateful to be here. I'm super grateful for the blessings from God for allowing me to be here. I'm grateful for all the people that allow me to do it. As amazing as this moment is.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm going to try to live in the moment. I can't wait to get to work tomorrow and start building off of that.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Sure is a lot of work in Carolina. What a difference a year makes. Bryce Young, the number one overall pick last spring, and we didn't know until, I don't recall that we knew early. We didn't know until the draft was actually underway and the pick was made. That was the major drama. This year, not so much. Caleb Williams will get selected number one by the Chicago Bears. And it's kind of funny to hear him tell the pivot that when the Bears traded away Justin Fields, he wasn't expecting it.
In that moment, it was just like, it was kind of like, wow, because I didn't do my top 30, you know, visit yet. They didn't have my medicals and things like that. So they have it all now, but it's nothing. But it was, you know, and had a good time in my top 30. But yeah, it was interesting right then in that moment because it was just so unexpected in that instance.
So after Caleb Williams, that's when the intrigue and I hope the chaos begins. Controlled chaos, like we talk about with the college football playoff. I'm here for the chaos. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. J.J. McCarthy was on the Rich Eisen show on Wednesday, and he was asked whether he has any idea who might be selecting him in the first round.
I mean, I have somewhat of an idea. New York Giants, I've spent the most time with, you mm-hmm. know, they're a phenomenal staff. Love Coach Dable, love, you know, Mr. Shane, love Coach Tierney, Coach Kafka, mm-hmm. Chicago guy. Just being able to go in there, pretty much know, like, most of the install because Coach Dable came from Alabama and Coach Gaddis came to Michigan from Alabama. So it's similar mm-hmm. formations, motions, plays, all that stuff. So being able to get that install in has been great. You know, I met with them twice. It's been amazing.
Does that mean he'll be disappointed if he goes earlier? Though he's one of the major debates is whether or not J.J. McCarthy should be a QB who's drafted this high. And if he's not received the same interest from the teams above the Giants who select six, then maybe it is a fairly good assumption that he's going to last in New York. Now, Peyton Manning, who at times speaks openly about the Broncos' interest, and not just because he's guessing or because he lives in Denver, because he's actually connected, he admits that Denver also is looking at J.J. McCarthy, and Peyton says he's reached out to him.
I just reached out and said, hey, man, congratulations. You know, wish you the best of luck in your next chapter. And I guess he thought it was a prank because he never called me back. So I texted him Monday, you know, from the same number, and he's like, oh, it really is you. I thought that was somebody was pranking me. And so I just kind of wished him luck, and he said, I'd love to ask you some questions. So he called me back, and boy, impressive to talk to, and I know Denver's very interested in him, and it sounded like, you know, this is a place he'd love to come to, so, but it's a little bit out of his control.
Would you think it was a prank if somehow Peyton Manning left you a message? Would you think it was AI generated?
If it was me, yes. If I was a projected top 10 pick in the NFL draft.
He may want to be on the radio show. He may have asked around and found out that you're the guy. You're the gatekeeper.
That would be amazing. But if I was an NFL hopeful quarterback, I don't think I'd think it was a prank. I'd say, oh, wow, Peyton Manning is reaching out to me. This is part of my, I'm in this club now, right?
You're in the club. Well, you're not in the club yet.
Not yet. No, but he's welcoming me to the club.
That was Peyton with Stokely and Josh, Brandon Stokely and Josh on Denver Sports. It's After Hours here on Infinity Sports Network. I can't decide if I want to say Infinity just on Infinity Sports Network or on the Infinity Sports Network.
I don't think we got a ruling on that.
I don't think we're actually in any way part of the decision-making process.
No.
Speaking of Peyton, did you hear the Bill Belichick news? That not only will he be part of draft coverage, but also he is, I guess, I don't know if it's a done deal or it's just been offered to him. He is potentially going to earn seven figures for a book deal. I thought he wanted to go back into coaching. Do you write a tell-all book in your 1 year that you're off from coaching? Or I guess if they offer you seven figures, you do.
Yeah.
But
not a bad year off of
but coaching. I don't think you can tell all if you're planning on, not that he would, he probably would play his cards a little closer to the vest. I think I'd prefer a Bill Belichick book after he's completely done. Like as he's already in the Hall of Fame, then I want the book.
Weirdly enough, I kind of would prefer a not Bill Belichick tell all book ever. I kind of like the mystery and the mystery and the mystique of his ways and his greatness. That's just me.
But what, do you think he'd be as forthcoming when he wants to go back into coaching?
No, I don't think so.
He's not going to tell us everything he knows about Bob Kraft, for instance.
Definitely not. I don't think he'll open up about Brady or anything
like
that.
Well, that's my point, is I don't think, and I'm not sure he ever will, because that's really not him. However, if you're wanting to go back into coaching, you're probably not spilling it.
No, he wouldn't burn any bridges that maybe he still has.
Maybe it's just about his coaching knowledge, his football knowledge, his story, getting to where he was, and maybe some of his personal anecdotes about how the dog named Nike made his draft picks during 2020.
Like philosophies, I guess, in football. Yeah.
Maybe. That wouldn't be nearly as interesting as his tell-all stories.
No, of course not.
Yeah. So anyway, in addition to a seven-figure book deal, reportedly, he is going to be a regular contributor on Monday Night Mannings. Oh, I'm in now. And I have actually admitted this to my chagrin. I haven't said that in a while. I did not even watch one broadcast of the Mannings during Monday Night Football last year. Not even one. Part of it is because I was in a long-distance relationship and I'd be on the phone and I didn't have time to fool with the Mannings. When Monday Night Football started, boom, I had to catch up and be right into the game. I know that's just a dumb excuse, but I love them. And I would only catch the clips after the fact. I wasn't able to hang with the Mannings on Monday nights last year. Bill Belichick on the Mannings? Oh, bring it on. Because he is actually funny when he wants to be.
He's hilarious, actually.
He is. And now that he's not doing the same kind of media, I mean, this is media, which is so ironic, like juicy irony here. But the fact that he is volunteering and that he wants to get back into coaching, maybe he wants to show the world that he's more personable than he gives credit for. I've sat in press conferences with him where he answers a question, a football question, like X and O question. He'll talk for 4 or 5 minutes. And you look around the room and everyone's a little bit shell-shocked. Like, whoa. What did Matt Rhule say when he spoke at Nebraska? He embarrassed me because, or I was embarrassed because he knows so much more football than anybody else in the room.
And you know Peyton and Eli will bring out the best and prod him to get the humor out of them.
Three of them together. Oh, that's it. I'm in. So I don't know when he'll be appearing, if it's every week. Now, they don't do it every week, but he is supposed to be a regular contributor to the Mannings, especially since their BFF or Peyton's BFF, Tom Brady, is, well, I guess he will be available. He'd be doing Sunday football. So, all right, never mind. They get him together again, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and the Mannings. Oh, my gosh. What a crew.
That is quite the crew.
That is it's quite a crew. Forget golf foursome. That's the crew you want to watch when you're hanging out with the Monday Night Football. I'm in.
When those guys are on, I do watch Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I'm in too. Thank you, Aaron.
Hey, guys, check it out. Just made my first TikTok.
Stop it. Oh, it's about to be banned. You better turn that thing off. I'm all about it. Can't wait. Brock Purdy, remember? Not that long ago, he had to wait and wait and wait and wait until the very end of the NFL draft.
I'll be in tune to it for sure. Will I watch every single pick? I don't know, but we'll definitely be in tune to who we draft. And then just buddies from college or whoever in life get drafted. It's a pretty big thing for, you know, kids growing up that they get to see their name on TV get drafted and an opportunity to go live out their dream. So I think it's always it's a cool time of year for sure. So I'll be in tune.
Do you think he'll watch the last pick just because it's a brotherhood, Mr. Irrelevant?
He should announce it. How's that?
He should, actually. This is what can happen if you get drafted dead friggin' last. He should. Absolutely should.
Defensive end, Oregon!
Or you could be as excited as, I forgot that young man's name. So good. It was so much fun. And he's still actually a major fan, super fan for the New York Giants.
The New York Giants!
So good. I can't wait to see the special guest.
They're great.
That's going to be awesome. All right. So we'll be back tonight for, I don't know, about wall-to-wall coverage. We'll call it 98 degrees of coverage.
Let's go! Yeah!
Remind me his name. Look it up really quick. So that's tonight. Also, we do have Knicks and Sixers. So, I don't know, New York fans, you're going to be torn. Because you're going to have to, well, work the DVR, work the remote. We've got Lakers and Nuggets. Sam Prince, he stole the show last year in the first round. Hey, if you missed my conversation with Big East Commissioner Val Ackerman, she's also a Naismith Hall of Famer. She's got more Lifetime Achievement Awards than I have hairs on my head, it seems like. She was the first ever president of the WNBA. Had a really extensive conversation with her about not just the Big East and UConn basketball, but the skyrocketing interest in women's sports, whether or not the Big East is looking to expand, all kinds of stuff. So check it out on our podcast. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Boom!
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.